नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयति अष्टपायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिभावस्ति नैष्ठिकी ॐ अज्ञानातिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददति स्वापदन्तिकं पाण्ड्यं श्रीगुरून् श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपम् सग्रजतं सहगणरघुनाथम्बितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगणललित श्रीविशकान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिककान्तरधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकञ्चना गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुतदेवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 Text number 23 and 24. Shri Prahlada Vacha Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasham Sakam Admani Vedanam Iti Pumsarapita Vishnu Bhakti Chin Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyadha Tanmanye Ditam Uttamam. Translation and purport by the Divine Grace Lacey Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Kijai. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him. In other words, serving him with the body, mind, and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Lord Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So, the 9 processes of bhakti. Srila Prabhupada gave a detailed explanation to each of these items. And it will not it will not be dealt with sufficiently within this lecture. So we shall try to take the topic as much as we can. Before we go there, let us understand what Prahlad Maharaj is saying here. He said, "One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge." In other words, Narada Muni is telling us that one who is outside these nine processes of bhakti is a fool and has not studied human life yet. A knowledgeable person, or civilized person, or an advanced person, or an educated person, one who is to be considered educated, learned, and wise, are those who are fully engaged in these nine processes of bhakti, and anyone who is outside this is considered to be a fool, bereft of knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only that, knowledge about our own self as an individual soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, one should not be considered an educated person, a learned person, if one is not engaged in all these nine processes of bhakti or even one of them. So Srila Prabhupada took time to give detailed explanation to all the nine processes, and he started from Sravanam. Hearing of the holy name of the Lord, Sravanam, is a beginning of devotional service. Although any one of the nine processes is sufficient in chronological order, the hearing of the holy name of the Lord is a beginning. Indeed, it is essential, as enunciated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Dharpanam Marajanam. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is cleansed of the material conception of life, which is due to the dirty moods of material nature. When the dirt is cleansed from the core of one's heart, one can realize the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Thus, by hearing the holy name of the Lord, one comes to the platform of understanding the personal form of the Lord. After realizing the Lord's form, one can realize the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And when one can understand his transcendental qualities, one can understand the Lord's associates. In this way, a devotee advances further and further toward complete understanding of the Lord as he awakens in realization of the Lord's holy name, transcendental form and qualities, his paraphernalia, and everything pertaining to him. Therefore, the chronological process is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. This same process of chronological understanding holds true in chanting and remembering. When the chanting of the holy name, form, qualities, and paraphernalia is heard from the mouth of a pure devotee, his hearing and chanting are very pleasing. Srila Sanatana Goswami has forbidden us to hear the chanting of an artificial devotee or non-devotee. Hearing from the text of Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the most important process of hearing. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of transcendental chanting of the holy name, and therefore the chanting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam are transcendentally full of mellows. The transcendental holy name of the Lord may be heard and chanted accordingly to the attraction of the devotee. One may chant the holy name of Lord Krishna or One may chant the holy name of Lord Ram or Narsingadev, Ramadim Rutesu Kalan Niamena Tishtan. The Lord has innumerable forms and names, and devotees may meditate upon a particular form and chant the holy name according to his attraction. The best course is to hear of the holy name, form, and so on from a pure devotee of the same standard as oneself. In other words, one who is attached to Krishna should chant and hear from other pure devotees who are also attached to Lord Krishna. The same principle applies for devotees attracted by Lord Ram, Lord Narsingha, and other forms of the Lord. Because Krishna is the ultimate form of the Lord, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam, it is best to hear about Lord Krishna's name, form, and pastime from a realized devotee who is particularly attracted by the form of Lord Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, great devotees like Sukadeva Goswami have specifically described Lord Krishna's holy name, form, and qualities. Unless one hears about the holy name, form, and qualities of the Lord, one cannot clearly understand the other processes of devotional service. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that one chant the holy name of Krishna, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. If one is fortunate enough to hear from the mouth of realized devotees, he is very easily successful on the part of devotional service. Therefore, hearing of the holy name, form, and qualities of the Lord is essential. The Prabhupada is speaking here about the first item, Sravanam, hearing. Very important. Hearing. To hear, at the beginning, Sravanam. We have to hear from a self-realized source. The Prabhupada recommend here that Ramadi Murutishu Niamate Kalan Niamanatista Nana Vatarama Karubhava Desu Kintu Krishna Swayam Krishna Swayam Paramabhat Pumanyu. Krishna has unlimited forms like Ram, the Singha, Vaman, etc. And also Krishna Swayam, Krishna himself. One who is attracted to Lord Krishna, Krishna's form, should hear about Krishna from a similar devotee who have the same attraction. And devotees who are attracted to the form of Sitaram to hear from a devotee who is of the same nature, attracted and worship Sitaram. The same holds for other incarnations of Krishna, or Singhadeva and others. Hearing is very, very important. If we don't hear, we cannot chant. So hearing is there, then what we have heard can be chanted. What does hearing mean? Of course, you also say, Prabhupada also said that Sanatana Goswami has forbidden us from hearing from a non devotee. One who is not interested in Krishna consciousness, we should not hear from a person, even if the person is speaking nicely. This person may have the ability to speak nicely, it's a material quality, not that the person has bhakti or devotion for Krishna. Only those who have bhakti for Krishna should be heard. Hearing is important. We know from Bhagavatam that of all the senses, when one is asleep, none of the senses work except only one of the senses, which is hearing. Only the Your ear is very important. So the beginning process of the nine systems in bhakti start from hearing, sravana. What can be said if we have not heard? So when one hears, then we can repeat what we have heard, kirtan. So who hears? Majority of people doesn't hear, even devotees who don't hear, because for many reasons we don't hear. One, is that we are too neophyte. We are too inexperienced, immature. What does that mean? It means that we are so neophyte that we don't look at the message of Krishna. We're looking at the person who is speaking, not even the quality of the person based on a spiritual point of view, but based on the body. Therefore, we don't hear because we're thinking, who is the person? I know better than this person. I'm senior to the person. I can speak better. I know more slokas than the person. In this way, we deprive ourselves from the mercy of Krishna coming through sound. Other reason is that we don't hear because our mind is too occupied with material desires. So the material desires in our mind make so much loud noise that we don't hear the message of Krishna consciousness. Then laziness. Laziness is another problem that we are coming to hear already being tired. So the moment we sit, we'll sleep off. Another reason is that our bodies is very weak, and also we don't have interest in hearing about Krishna. The purpose of our coming to Christian consciousness is not really to practice. We have a different idea in our mind taken to Christian consciousness. So this makes one not to hear properly. Many devotees do management in the class. They do their job in the class. Always are inattentive chanting and inattentive hearing, improper hearing. So, hearing is very important. Therefore, it's to be taken seriously. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura said, devotees who actually hear, they will send what they have heard to the heart. And they constantly meditate upon what they have heard and working on this topic, always thinking, oh Krishna, oh Gurudev, when will this become my life? They're processing it, what they have heard. This is hearing, and this brings smarana. Powerful process. That is hearing. Hearing does not mean that we allow the sound to hit on the ear and falls off. Hearing means that we allow the sound to penetrate through the ear into the heart. And there we process it, what we have heard. That is hearing. And that is smaranam. Very powerful. Rukmini Devi, she told Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna, A person who have made mistake to hear about their wonderful transcendental glories will certainly desire only you and nothing else. This is hearing. I have made a mistake to hear about the wonderful glories, and since then, I cannot think of any person else except you as my Lord. Krishna, it is my fault, it's also your fault. It is my fault to have heard about you, and it is your own fault that you have allowed yourself to be heard. Because of your wonderful qualities, anyone who hears about you, oh, beauty of the universe. I have made a mistake to hear about you, and since then, you cannot leave my heart. This is hearing. Powerful. Yes. What do you mean by hearing? Then there is another wonderful story. Of two ladies who were attending in Bhagavatam discourse. They went for 7 days, and these ladies, they always cross a river to go for their lecture. The speaker was speaking to the big crowd every day. Ones who hear about Lord Krishna, and one who hears about Lord Krishna, one will have Lord Krishna sit in one's heart. And in that way, ones who constantly chant Kirtana, the pastimes and the holy name of Lord Krishna and the Krishna paraphernalia, the entourage. In this way, one will easily cross over the material existence without difficulty. He was speaking this every day, telling the audience the importance of hearing and chanting, that if one does these activities, it will be very, very easy for us to cross the ocean of material existence. So, he didn't call anyone separately to his room and speak. He was speaking generally to everybody, the crowd. The huge crowd is there. And thousands of people were there hearing. And he was also there every day speaking that we should hear about Lord Krishna, and whatever we have heard, we should chant it. These two activities are very powerful, and they can take us back home, back to Godhead, if they are properly performed. So he was speaking this for 7 days, and these two ladies, among those who have been attending, faithfully attended the lecture for the whole week. One day, as they were returning home after the lecture, there was a heavy rain while they were listening to the lecture. It was heavy rain, so the river was full as at the time they were returning home. So these two ladies, they came and they got to the river. One jumped inside the river, remembering what she have heard from the teacher who's teaching about hearing. She remembered that once you hear about Lord Krishna, and after hearing, once you chant the holy name with all heart, Krishna, Krishna, and it was very easy for anyone to cross over the ocean. So she jumped into the water and chanted, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare, Hey Govind, Hey Govind," and easily crossed the other side. Secondly, you have heard the lecture from the guru that we should chant After hearing about location, was chant the name, chant Krishna, you will cross over. He said we'll cross over the ocean of water resistance, but this is just a small river. So this is nothing. Chant and you cross like I did. The lady shouted at her and chastised her. You are a fool. You have to teach me. Who's a fool? The one who has crossed the ocean or the river or the one who is getting drowned? So she got drowned. Among these two ladies who have attended the lecture, who have heard from the lecturer, only one of them heard. And she applied what she heard. This is what Vrindavan Das Thakura said. Devotees, when they hear, they will send it to the heart. This is hearing. The noise of sense gratification, the desire for sense gratification is so high, so heavy in our consciousness, our mind is too heavy, we can't hear, even when we sit in a class. So we don't hear. So this lady got drowned while the other lady crossed over very easily without difficulty. Exactly what the teacher said in his discourse. So all of one of them had. It is not that this lady who had and used it to overcome the material existence was the only person there in the class, nor was she called separately to the room and the session was given to her. No, the lecturer gave the same class to the audience. So that is hearing. Once you hear our Lord Krishna from a pure devotee. Therefore, the recommendation is there that one should not go to a sadhu with the eye, one should go to a sadhu with the ears. And Srila Prabhupada said that the essence of association is to hear from a sadhu. So the scripture recommend that one should visit holy places. What is there in the holy places that the scriptures, the acharyas, and the sadhus are recommended we should visit? Because in these holy places, the sadhus live there or they frequent such places. So one would be fortunate to meet them and hear from them. Krishna Kathamrita. One is considered fortunate to have the chance, the fortune to hear from a pure, unadulterated devotee. That's what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada came to America. He simply created a situation for people to hear, and he said, if you simply come here and hear nicely like this, every day will become Krishna conscious. Therefore, I have created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness just that the people should be given chance to hear about Krishna. So hear about Krishna. You won't hear about Lord Krishna. The dullness in the consciousness will be destroyed. Very powerful. The sound will penetrate. Therefore, hearing means to allow the sound to penetrate, not just to hit on our ears and drop off. That is not hearing. And Lord Brahma spoke about bona fide hearing in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto of Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma spoke about bona fide hearing. What is bona fide hearing? The example of bona fide hearing is taught us by Srila Sukadeva Goswami and Mother Parikshit. Mother Parikshit simply heard from Sukadeva Goswami Krishna Kathamrita just for 7 days. And there was a miracle created in his life. He confessed to Sukadeva Goswami, "My dear Sukadeva Goswami, see the miracle that you are creating here. For a moment I couldn't control my thirst, and I committed an offense to a sage by garlanding him with a death snake, and I was cursed by his son to die. What I couldn't do for a moment, I'm sitting here with you for 7 days. I am not feeling thirsty. Why? Because Sukadeva Goswami is a bona fide speaker, is a bona fide narrator of Krishna Katha. Maharaj Parikshit is a bona fide hearer. He was hearing without blinking his eyes. Without taking his face away from his spiritual master. This is bona fide hearing. The speaker and the hearer should be one. This is hearing. Not that we sit in a class and we think so many things, we discuss so many things, and even discuss wooden forgotten class. Once La Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, was sitting in a class where he said that this is Danta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada was speaking. And there was an old man who was sitting beside La Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, who was not able to understand what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was speaking. And this elderly man would ask Srila Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, what is he saying? And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada noticed that, and he spoke to Srila Prabhupada, our Prabhupada. You can go to that corner and have your class. And immediately our Prabhupada stopped translating for the old man who had been asking him what Srila Bhakti Saraswati was talking. Because here Srila Bhakti Saraswati is saying, I am speaking to you. Why are you not hearing me? You are just wasting your time talking to a person who has no assignment. You have assignment, you have a great work to do, and I'm preparing for that job, a hearing. So you should listen to me. Here the speaker knows his audience. He knows whom he's speaking to, although it is not only our property who were sitting in the class. Many people were sitting there, but Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, I am speaking to you, Srila Prabhupada, the founder of ISKCON, founder and acharya of ISKCON. I am speaking to you. What I'm speaking, it is for you. Take it and don't waste your time with that man. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati did not hate him. But here he looking for the maximum use. He want to get the best. No, they didn't want him to hear. After he didn't drive away from the class. I mean, they wanted him to hear. But here he is training Srila Prabhupada for the mission he has ahead of him. So he wanted him to hear. So we should hear. This is what it means by bona fide hearing. And the Sikananda Goswami had the same experience. His spiritual master was speaking, and Sikananda Goswami was sitting. Sikananda Goswami is the incarnation of Aniruddha, who is among the Chaturvyuha. So he was in the class, and a good brother came to draw his attention to an issue while he was listening. His spiritual master got down from the asana and gave him a heavy knock on his head. It was so heavy that Sikananda Goswami fainted. When he got up, he started to cry. So the guru asked him, why are you crying? You are feeling the pain? He said, no, Gurudev, I'm not feeling the pain. But the pain I'm feeling is because I have disturbed your Krishna Katha. You are speaking for me. And instead of me to listen to you and take the message you are giving me, I became distracted. Therefore, I have impeded your service for me. So that is giving the pain. This Mr. Master came down again from the asana, embraced him, both of them fell into ecstasy. Yes, hearing. It's not that the body is sitting there, the mind is busy somewhere. In this way, we don't hear. And because of this crookedness in our heart, we cannot hear properly. For one who hears cannot remain a fool, cannot remain the same. The person who hears cannot be lonely. There are so many lonely devotees in the Hare Krishna movement. Because we're not hearing properly, not chanting properly. So this is hearing. So we should hear. This hearing will take us to the ultimate. So the Prabhupada said that even one of them, Jhala Parikshit Maharaj, he did one, a hearing. Sukadeva Goswami, he did one, kirtan. And then other powerful devotees, Akura, Arjun, Prahlad, Lakshmi Devi, Hanuman, they did one, and they became successful. At our time, we cannot do one and become successful. Therefore, we have been given opportunity to do all. Prabhupada has created a society for us to do all of them. Like Ambarish Maharaj, he did all of them. Therefore, he became Matparabhakta. Matparabhakta. Yes. Kirtana. The chanting of the holy name has been described above. Now let us try to understand the chanting of the holy name, which is the second item in the consecutive order. It is recommended that such chanting be performed very loudly. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says that without shame, he began traveling all over the world, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Tuna Taro Api Sahishnuna Amanina Mana Dena Mana Dena Kirtanya Sadahari. A devotee can very peacefully chant the holy name of the Lord by behaving more humbly than the grass, being tolerant like a tree, and offering respect to everyone without expecting honor from anyone. Chanting, yes, Kirtanam. Kirtanam, chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, or chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, chanting means to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, and to chant the wonderful pastime Krishna Katha or Krishna. Yes, it's wonderful to chant and hear about Lord Krishna. Wonderful system. Such a powerful process. So here, the Prabhupada has quoted this is a Sastaka prayer by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tuna pisunichena, tarada pisahishnuna, amanina manadena Here it is said that a devotee should be more humble than the grass. What does that mean? A devotee must be more humble, excuse me, than the grass, and tolerant like a tree. Let's look at it, this. Let's look at this word carefully. And from our experience, if one step on a tree and the grass, the grass will bend down. If you step off the grass will stand up. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say we should be more tolerant. We should be more humble than the grass. Meaning that a devotee should not stand up. Like the grass, we should be more humble than the grass. While the grass is standing, after someone step off the grass, a devotee would never stand up even when someone step off our head. The devotee should remain low, considering himself or herself to be nothing, nothing, nothing. That's what it means. We should be more humble than the grass. The devotee should not stand up. Standing up means that the pride is there, but we are not humble, but we are just repressing our feelings and the quality for us to really change the name means that we should have humility. So we are explaining how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this wonderful instruction here. We should be more tolerant than, we should be more humble than the grass. And we are explaining what is humility. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explained humility. We should be ready to sacrifice to maintain the purity of this movement. It means that we should be ready to tell the truth to whoever needed it at all times. That is humility. In other words, he is saying that we should not be naive and refuse to tell the truth when needed. But we should not be looking at people's face. We should look at Krishna's face. That's what it means. And a tree, we know that a tree, even if the tree drying up, it never complains to anyone. If someone is coming with us to cut down the tree will never cry for help. Even when the tree is cut down, the tree will continue to give service. While the tree is standing, the tree is giving fruit, the tree is giving shade. The tree is cut down, it will not complain, it will not stop giving service, it will continue to give service in the form of wood. Even when the tree is used as wood for our cooking and fire sacrifices, the wood will continue, the tree will still continue because the ashes are needed. Even the charcoal is useful. So everything about the tree is useful. The tree continues to give service in all circumstances. The tree never gives service. A tree is standing for others. The tree never stands for itself. It stands for others, the devotee. A devotee who have no space for others in his or her life cannot make it in Krishna, can't change the pure name. A devotee who have no tolerance cannot change the holy name. A devotee who cannot accommodate others, cannot inconvenience himself or herself, can't change the pure name. We can change the alphabet, but the pure name will remain hidden from us. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have diagnosed our sickness and has given the remedy. We should be ready to offer respect to everyone. We should have respect for everyone. We should learn to respect everyone. Everyone, because Lord Krishna said, all are my devotees. All. That means that the devotees should never try to minimize any person because you don't know who the person is. I have given example to many devotees many times. A devotee who is sitting on the floor listening to us today, tomorrow that person will be sitting on the asana where we are sitting. So while we are sitting there, we should not be superior to those who are sitting down, hearing us. And we should not mistreat anyone because tomorrow they will also come and sit where we are sitting. So everyone should be respected because we are all Christian's eternal part and parcel. Mama ibam sa jiba loke jiba buta sanatan. Jiba loke jiba buta sanatana. We are Christians say we are mam am sa. We are his eternal parts and parcels. Eternally. Would this say attitude, trina, the grass, trina, but this attitude as a tree, always ready to serve others, always being humble and ready to offer respect to others without expecting any respect. Many of us are very proud. We have given up so many things. I'm renounced. We are renounced. We have given up so many things. As a renunciate. Renunciation start not when we have given up all the physical things. It is not when we have given up house, we have given up family, we have given up sex life, we have given up this, we have given up that, we have given up this. That is not the beginning. The beginning, we are just preparing to begin what is proper renunciation. Renunciation begins when we are not considering the gross things we have given up, but the subtle things which are still keeping in the heart. What are the sort of things we're keeping in the heart? I'm sure a great renunciate. Are the biggest another that compared to the gross things which we have so-called renounced? The pride that have renounced so many things is bigger than the gross things which you have renounced. So renunciation begins at the time when we are now checking the subtle object which we are maintaining and worshipping in our heart. Like, I'm so great a renunciate. And we're counting all the things that we have given up. I'm feeling very proud about that. When we start minimizing all those things in our heart, that is the beginning of renunciation. It is then one can have the mercy to enter into the realm of chanting the pure name. That is humility. That we should be truly humble. Then the holy name will be sweet and easy for us to chant. That's a qualification. The Prabhupada said, such qualifications make it easier to chant the holy name of the Lord. The process of transcendental chanting can be easily performed by anyone, even if one is physically unfit, classified lower than others, devoid of material qualifications, or not at all elevated in terms of pious activities. The chanting of the holy name is beneficial. An aristocratic birth, an advanced education, beautiful bodily features, wealth, and similar result of pious activities are all necessary for advancement in spiritual life. For one can very easily advance simply by chanting the holy name. It is understood from the authoritative source of Vedic literature that especially in this age, Kali Yuga, people are generally short-living, extremely bad in birth in their habit, and inclined to accept methods of devotional service that are not bona fide. Moreover, They are always disturbed by material conditions, and they are mostly unfortunate. Under the circumstances, the performance of other processes such as yajna, dan, tapa, and kriya, sacrifices, charity, and so on, are not at all possible. Therefore, it is recommended, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Na Asti Eva, Na Asti Eva, Na Asti Eva Gatiranata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one advances perfectly in spiritual life. This is the best process for success in life. Hare Krishna.